Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 29, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter the 29th of January 2020. According to a poll of 4 million people by the University of Cambridge's Centre for the Future of Democracy, democracy is ill, not coping with the main problems of our time, its efficiency and hence popularity has fallen. Egoism has exhausted all its forms, although it can repeat. The solution is to transition to altruism. Similar to the Greeks who did so with mythology, the Romans turned Kabbalah into religion with elements of the earthly world, physical observance, for the sake of egoistic reward. All of this is a reflection of Kabbalah, spiritual actions, in the egoism of our world. The ancient Greeks adopted the Jews' concepts of divine forces and began depicting them as statues and mythology. Ever since they parted ways with the ancient Jews, they have not invented anything else. All of their wealth lies in the past contact with the Jews. Having taken Kabbalah's beginnings, they translated them into the language of our world. Quran, the Almighty needs no helpers. This is correct since man takes no part in the right and left lines. Man's participation is expressed in realizing the right and left lines, building a middle line out of them, in ascending to the degree of partnership with the Creator, becoming the same as Him. Peace between Israel and Arabs doesn't depend on Trump, but on the nation of Israel. Israel's mission is, in its unity, to connect all the parts of humanity's common soul with the Creator. Israel's prayer for connection of opposing forces will bring peace to the whole world. With the new wave of anti-Semitism in the world, articles about its causes are appearing. The causes are silly, as if people hate Jews out of envy. But during times when the Jews were downtrodden, during pogroms and murders, the hatred was just as great. The real cause of the hatred lies in the inner sensation that the nations are dependent on the Jews. The light always appears only from the darkness, confusion, weakness, anger, despair. And the greater the darkness, the greater is the expression of the light, clarity, energy, understanding. The group. How can we never forget about this? How can we always stay connected with each other and with the Creator? The Jewish choice, unity or anti-Semitism, we all need to give an example of connection. No one has any special protection from above, there is only one privilege, the opportunity to engage in the correction process yourself. Some might be for it and others against because the modern generation is obliged to clarify this issue. We must move forward with understanding, consciously, by our own consent. And consent always comes from disagreement, like the revelation of light from the darkness. One thing is clear, if we do not go along with the development of the generation happening now, we will not be able to realize our spiritual development, neither personal nor general. Even such an exceptional person as Balha Sulam was honored with spiritual attainment because the generation was ready for it and needed a certain process that he had to direct. And now, such a duty is assigned to our Bani Baruch group. Nowadays it is no longer possible to advance at the expense of one person as it was before with Moses. Now we need a group and even a world group. Everyone should give an example of how to move toward correction. Only with such a power of our connection will we be able to advance. No one will be able to realize his correction and achieve the desired goal by himself. You can forget about it. But if we act together as Rabash and Balha Sulam advise, then all paths open before us. Therefore, we must study our condition in order to see how progress from one day to the next, one moment in the left line, then in the right. We are always thrown from left to right, from right to left, and we ourselves must build our progress in the middle line. The ship of humanity will roll to the left, then to the right. And if with the help of our efforts we can turn the steering wheel, this huge ship will go in the right direction. This is our work, we need to see this, feel our responsibility, and lead the process of correction. To steer the wheel means to strive for the middle line so that all crimes on the left side are covered by love on the right side. The middle line is then lined up in the middle. We do not destroy the left line, do not erase those who are against, but we watch how this criticism awakens those who are in favor, helping to make the right evaluations. And then we are in the middle line, we turn the wheel correctly, and it should always be focused on the central point, the unity of Israel, the Torah and the Creator as one whole. Israel is us, striving for the Creator, the Torah is the whole upper light that guides us and all of humanity around us, and the Creator is the force that is revealed in the center of the group, in the center of our efforts. Baal HaSulam knew what would happen in Germany and tried to save the Jews. But the Jews themselves did not let him do this and they all died. He could not change anything, a certain time is given for clarification and free choice in order to make a decision. But when the decision is made, the power is transferred to the executioner to carry out the correction through suffering. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, January 4, 2020, The Jewish Choice, Unity or Antisemitism. Polytheism, a natural human instinct. Question: all citizens of ancient Babylon worshipped many gods. What does polytheism mean? Answer: polytheism is a natural evolution of man. We can see that even today such beliefs are preserved in the world, especially in the East. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam originated from Abraham. All other beliefs are based on polytheism, that is, the existence of a host of gods, a multitude of supposedly all kinds of forces of nature, each of which has some special influence on nature and the destiny of man. Question: can we say that each of us is also an idolater? That is, if a person does not discover one force behind all matter, then one is an idolater? Answer: I do not think that we deify these forces to such an extent. After all, idolaters were not stupid people, rather, they just saw that they were greatly dependent on various properties of nature but could not bind them together. Neither can we. It was believed that the god of rain, the god of the sun, the god of night, the god of day, etc. were all great forces of nature on which a man is completely dependent and must worship to maintain good relations with them. After all, along with the fact that man deified nature, he felt his dependence on it. Remark: people believed that there are certain forces that could be appeased and it could be best appeased by different priests who know exactly how to do this. My comment: yes. Imagine an uneducated, ignorant peasant. He would rather submit a bag of grain and be sure that he will no longer have any problems either with the crop, or with drought, or with flooding rivers. From CabTV's system analysis of the development of the people of Israel, the 24th of June 2019. Building the Future Society, Part 5. Understanding the Needs of Society. Baal HaSulam, Building the Future Society, Chapter 3, Item 1. Communism is an ideal, meaning it is moral. The goal to work according to one's ability and receive according to one's needs testifies to that. If we live in an absolutely harmonious society of the future, where everyone is mutually connected, then everyone thinks about what he can give to this society. He must understand its needs and how he can make up for them. There must be a serious connection between the members of society so that they do only what is necessary and do nothing in excess, since by doing so they harm nature. That is, I do everything that others need, everything that is required of me. Every member of society does the same. Thus, we achieve complete harmony between us. Question: is the principle, from each according to one's ability, a manifestation of the quality of bestowal? I use all my abilities for the sake of society. Then does to each according to one's needs mean that I measure my needs and receive only what I need? Answer: or society measures them? What's the difference? In this case, I completely trust the society. from Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 7, 2019. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what is the relationship between Kabbalah and the Bible? The Bible, or Torah, is sublime and spiritual, but, frankly, it can be a bit long on history with its lists of relations. You read about people marrying, divorcing, cheating on each other, and killing one another. A fair question might be, what's so spiritual about that? In the framework of Kabbalah, however, the Bible doesn't tell stories of people. Instead, it presents relations between spiritual forces. First, you must know that when dealing with spiritual matters that have no concern with time, space, and motion, and especially when dealing with godliness, we do not have the words by which to express and contemplate. For that reason, the sages of the Kabbalah have chosen a special language, which we can call the language of the branches. Yehuda Ashlag, Talmud Eser Sefirot, The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 1, Histoclet Pnimit, Inner Reflection. The Bible shows the process of the correction of souls through higher forces. This takes the souls on their path of ascent as they rise in their ability to bestow. Characters such as Adam, Noah, and Abraham are not thought of as people who lived somewhere and wandered, or floated, around. They are considered forces that operate over desires that have to be corrected within each and every one of us. For example, the story of the exodus of Hebrew slaves from Egypt represents not their freedom from physical bondage, but the acquisition of the first massach, screen, the crossing of the barrier. Some stories may seem to have no rationality or sanctity in them. When reading them, remember that these are not events, but stories of forces. They are not to be understood or justified in earthly terms.